Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here on the New York Marathon. I hope there wasn't anyone here because the road was pretty empty because I think everyone's avoiding the city today. So thank you for being here. 谢谢早安我在今天在想大概今天在跑马拉松就是大概没有人要来了因为到处都封路哈。就是来这边可能不是很容易所以呢感恩大家也还是很辛苦的过来这边听这个演讲before I start I want to use this opportunity to express my gratitude to everyone here who you're not just in the audience, you've been long time, really, really long time volunteers, way before I even show up in New Jersey, so that we have this wonderful place to practice together, everyone in our own way, and both the monastic Sangha and also all the lay practitioners here. So every time I come, I feel this gratitude, I cannot help it. I have to express it. 那开始之前呢，希望利用这个机会呢，表现我的感恩。这边看了这么多好多年在这边奉献的菩萨，我还没有搬到纽泽西之前就已经一直在这边奉献了。因为大家的护持啊，才有这么好的道场，让我们在这边一块修行佛法了。所以这边的法师，还有这么多的在家的菩萨修行的菩萨都是因为大家的努力奉献，才有这么好的地方来修行的。所以每一次我到这边，我都觉得很感动，所以都是一定要讲，一定要那个要讲一次哈。Today I chose this topic. I remember coming up with this topic, transference of merit in Chan practice. I have absolutely no idea what I was going to talk about. I just thought it would be.Something I should learn more about, actually. So, thank you all for coming, so that there is this opportunity for me to study and contemplate this topic. And I don't know if what I say will be any good or useful. And if you think there's anything you need to tell me that I said wrong, please make sure you do tell me. So, thank you.今天的题目是中文翻译成禅修的功德回向中文翻译的真好那个我也想不出来这个题目是好几个月前法师来问我要的题目那我就想到这个题目可是那个时候我是完全不知道我要讲什么的因为那就我就想可能我是应该要思考，还有就是要要去努力一下这个题目，所以呢，感恩大家今天来听，那我才有机会可以讲，去研究这个题目。所以呢，如果大概如果有什么讲错了、讲得不好了，让大家包涵，也给我一些。意见哈，那我很希望很欢迎。Years ago, many years ago, I think some of people may be here, maybe was in this in that retreat. I recently told people what was my first retreat with Master Shen Yin. It was over 20 years ago. I was a little bit horrified because I used to say a few years ago I went to Master Shifu's retreat. It was over 20 years ago. I think it was one of these retreat over 20 years ago. At the end of the 7-day intensive retreat here in Queens, Master Shen Yin, you might remember that the very last day in the morning there would be a transference of merit ceremony. So the evening before, Master Shen Yin would talk about what it means, you know, transfer merit. I remember something he said that What merit have you created by just sitting on the cushion for 7 days? That question stuck in my mind all these years. I think that that was actually what prompted me to come up with this topic so that I get to really study it. And of course, he did move on to explain what we could do to transfer merit from practicing in an intensive retreat when we return to our life by being a better person to people around us. 那很多年前呢，我想大概是应该是二十，超过20年前，我还那个来长期，从加州来纽约参加长期，有一些菩萨应该在那个长期里面呢，在另外一边那个长期的时候，师父在那个最后一天早上呢，都会有一个功德回向的仪式，那。 长期最后的一个晚上呢，师父就会开始功德回向的意义，是怎么回向？那师父就问一个问题，就说：“你们只是坐在这个蒲团上面7天，有什么功德啊？这个那个这有什么功德啊？”这样子，然后呢，师父呢就解释那个。 努力在精进禅修修行的时候，我们回去日常生活里面，怎么样去回向，这个功德就是做一个比较好的人哈，不要整天做麻烦人，就已经是功德回向了哈。那可是呢，师父这个问题哈，你坐在那个蒲团上面7天，那个。 有什么功德啊？这个问题一直就是留在我的心里面。那其实大概就是因为这个问题呢，就是让我希望今天来那个讨论一下这个问题，思考这个问题啊。I remember this question, but I wonder if that cell phone can be turned off because I think you're maybe disturbing others around you. Yeah. So, thank you. I remember this question, but I knew that Shifu did not mean that we could not possibly have created any merits by sitting on the cushion for 7 days. That's not what he meant, right? However, it is possible for some people to think of that as something to do. It's possible that some people think that sitting on the cushion perhaps really is not the most effective or efficient way to cultivate merit if your goal is to cultivate a lot of merit. And I did remember in another retreat during the sharing session, one of the participants mentioned that I sat there and sat and I was like counting my breath and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, you know? And so it's just kind of wasting my time. So I started reciting the Buddha's name because at least I'm creating some merits by doing that. Implying that, you know, like sitting on a cushion, this person really doesn't see that he's really creating, cultivating any merit, right? So this is not an uncommon way of thinking. And also, I have heard over the years that some people, they say, oh, you know, like it's okay, I don't need to come to retreat as participant. I prefer being volunteer, you know, because I need to cultivate more merits. And implying that, sitting in the cushion in the meditation hall, you're not really creating any merits. Like, you know, when I go and be a volunteer, maybe in the kitchen cooking for everyone, that's really creating merit. So there's this this mindset floating around. And that's why I often wonder if that's the reason why at some retreat at DDRC there might be as many volunteers as participants in the channel. So I don't know, but I often wonder if that's the reason why. Either way, the question of this question of Shifu stay with me, and it's prompted me to really think about this more. 那我记得师父这个问题呢，我知道呢，师父那个问这个问题的时候呢，是要让我们思考我们的打禅机做了什么，你做了什么。 是不是在只是在这边休息呀、啊？那看师父不是意思不是说你坐在菩提上面七天，是没有办法有什么功德的，师父不是这个意思哈、哦。可是呢，是有可能有一些菩萨呢是有这样子的观念的，哈、哦。因为呢，有另外一个在另外一个禅期，在大家结束的时候分享的时候，有一位菩萨就说：“哎呀，我坐在这边数息数了一段时间之后，我觉得都不知道为什么在数，从一数到十，好像好无聊，要浪费时间了。那我就开始念佛了，至少念佛我就可以有修一些功德哈，啊，就这样子的想法。那数息好像都是浪费时间了，我念佛，我还是念佛好了。”就是这样的想法的，就会觉得就是意思是说，哎呀，只是那个处在那边禅修打坐就没有什么用的，不是修功德的方式哈，念佛就是还是修功德的，可能有这样的想法哈。那还有呢，我也有碰到一些菩萨呢，他跟说我不去禅堂打坐修行的，那我常来呼气，我常常来在厨房煮饭护妻，因为我要修功德，因为我功德不多，我要修功德。这样子的想法就是觉得去禅堂打坐就是不是修功德的哈，就没有用的哈啊，所以就有这样的想法啊。那个就很我想可能有这样的想法的菩萨也不少哈啊，那个所以有些时候我常常会想。是不是因为这样的原因呢？我们弟弟用的香港道场里面，有的时候啊，那个义工的人数跟那个禅宗的禅宗人数差不多，有的时候还要多了啊。这个大家都只是想要修功德哈，就不要去觉得修行是没有办法修功德的，有这样子的心态哈。那无论我不知道是不是这样子，可是呢，师父这句话呢，是一直让我在想，在考量这个问题。那so specifically, what I want to examine and contemplate is what it means to create and transfer merits as chan practitioners. So, What does the practice of chan, especially when we think about it, is the practice of chan meditation that we do often in intensive retreat or in our daily practice, have anything to do with cultivating merits? 那我特别希望可以那个研究，这是思考的问题，就是作为一个禅修者的怎么样那个修功德跟那个回向功德是什么意思？是什么意思？尤其是就是我们说禅修，常都会的意思是，在精进禅期里面的打坐的修行啊，日常打坐的修行啊，这个是跟我们跟那个修功德是有什么关系的？So when it comes to the topic of merit, many people probably would have heard a very famous story of Emperor Wu of Liang Dynasty when he met Bodhidharma, when Bodhidharma came to China. The emperor asked, I have built a lot of temples and supported a lot of monastics, helping them to be ordained. What is my merit? Right? What is my merit?And Bodhidharma responded, no merit. And so the emperor was a little offended and utterly confused because that's what he has been taught. As a good practitioner, well, that's how you build merit. You don't make a lot of donation, build temples and support monastics, helping them, become ordained.And that's how you cultivate merit. And then here, this Bodhidharma said, no merit. Like, what does that mean? 那当我们谈到功德这个题目的时候呢，大概大家都有听过这一个故事了哈，就是梁武帝那个看到那个普陀菩提达摩禅师的故事。 是碰到这个禅师的时候，这个杨武帝呢就问了，问这个菩提达摩说，我建了很多寺院啊，还有呢那个护持了很多的法师，让他们出家，他们需要我一直在供养他们，我有什么功德啊？有什么功德啊？那个菩提达摩说没有功德。那这位梁武帝的听着觉得有点纳闷，有点生气，而且这基本上就大概就是很what's confused in Chinese， 很困惑，不是都这一很所有的那法师都是叫我这样子修功德的啊，就是那个建庙啊，然后就是那个给出家众护持他们呐、就是这样修功德的。为什么这个禅师就说没有功德？这什么？是不是搞错了啊？你是不是不懂的？所以就有点纳闷，有点困惑。This is a famous story in Chan canon because as a Chan practitioner, then one will be able to understand that what Bodhidharma was trying to do in his response was to attempt to point to the emperor to the wisdom of no self. That the emptiness here, the wisdom of no self referring to the teaching of emptiness, the emptiness of the subject, of the object, and the emptiness of what has been done. That there is really no I, not the self, who has given anything, and there is no object to whom anything has been given.And there's no act of giving that has taken place. So the emptiness of self. 那个当然呢，这个在一位禅修者呢，这个学生呢就会了解呢，菩提达摩禅师在这说没有功德，这个答案呢里面呢就是希望。告诉梁武帝呢，叫梁武帝这个呢，无我的智慧哈、无我智慧的意思，这里就是说呢，那个我跟那个我的对象，还有做的这件事都是空的，哈、意思是说呢，那个没有我一个这个人在做。在给什么东西，也没有那个人接收了，是有一个什么人在接收了，什么东西，也没有什么东，这个说有什么给，有一件东西给了另外一个人，这件事情也是空的，这个就是无我的智慧。那so actually indeed cultivating the attitude of no self.Is the purpose of Chan practice. In other words, that is what Chan practitioner is supposed to be doing when you're sitting on that cushion, and afterwards as well. 那当然呢，这个修行这个无我的态度，就是禅修的目的。就是禅修的目的，所以这位因为修禅的修行者，那坐在那个蒲团上面，那离开蒲团之后的功课就是修行这一个无我的态度啊。So many of you have listened to many Dharma talks from Guo Xing法师 that talk about this particular topic. I'm sure I don't need to repeat it, right?That this is the teaching of emptiness, that what appears to be an act of someone giving something to other people is really the coming together of many causes and conditions where the quote-unquote giver, the person who seems to be giving, is in possession of something that is then passed on to the quote-unquote recipient. That appears to be the case. There is a giver, there is someone who is receiving. Mm. 大概大家都是对这个挺不是非常熟悉了哈，那国行法师都讲了好多好多，就是三轮体空嘛哈，就是这个就是好像是有一个人哈，这是有人有，当我好像有一个现象，就是有一个就是给什么东西一个人布施的这个现象哈，其实就是。 有一个其实呢，就是有一个其实这是有很多的因缘合而成的，就是有一个看上去是一个给东西布施的人，就是把他现在 拥有的东西，就是交给，换转手了，转手到一个我们叫是受到布施的人，可是全部都是空的，好。So for example, money goes into my account, my bank account, adding some number to it because I drive to work, I show up there and do something, or someone give me money, and then so that money is in my possession temporarily due to causes and conditions. And so then when a donation is given, then this money goes to the Chan Center. So that this money is in Chan Center's possession temporarily. And so it looks like oh yeah, I made a donation to the CMC. There's making a donation and giving to CMC. There's a giver, there's a recipient, there's an act of giving. But it is just, you know, money that was temporarily in my possession, and then they just, you know, the bank transfer it to the John Center when I write a check. That's it. There was really nothing that actually really happened. And inevitably, there's money that's temporarily in possession of CMC will go somewhere else, maybe into the contractor who's renovating our center across the street, right? And so no one is inherently or permanently the quote-unquote giver or the quote-unquote recipient of anything, The Chan Center, for example, sometimes is the recipient, you know, when they receive the check, and then it's the quote-unquote giver when they give the money to the contractor or support us or help support somebody who is in need. So the money that changes hands has no inherent inherent value or existence. It only functions when it's used. Otherwise, it's numbers, pieces of paper. Right, so that's applying the teaching of emptiness to this simple phenomenon. 那就是比如说呢，那个作者例子哈，那个当如果我给捐一些钱给禅中心，那就好像那个。 那个钱呢，就是因为我去工作了，去上班了，有一钱进去我的户口里面，然后那我捐了钱给禅中心，那些钱就从我的户头就转到禅中心的户头啊，就是钱在转来动来动去而已，是一个改变，这个是空的现象，那。 空的意思就是这个钱呢，不是永远是我的，因为呢因缘和合，因为我有去上班，这些钱才到我的户头里面，那暂时在我的户头里面，然后呢 那个如果我解了支票给那个产中心，这个钱就银行就把它转到产中心的户头里面了，那个产中心就暂时有这拥有这个钱了。可是这个钱是不是永远在产中心里面的嘛？啊，因为产中心就是为什么要钱？要有需要钱啊，又大概就可能就是下个月要写一张机票给那个帮我们那个装修这个道场的那些工人呐、啊。哦，就是又这个钱又转手了，又动了这样子。所以呢，在这个里面呢，没有一个人呢是永远是一个给钱布施的人啊，也没有一个永远是接受钱接受布施的人。但是禅中心有的时候是接受的，有的时候是给的，就是这样子。那个转的手的钱哈，嗯，也是没有说他有自己独立的什么价值跟意义的，就是钱是有用有在用的时候才是有用才有价值的，不然就是一些一张张的纸在那边，或者在那个户头里面是数目纸，没有什么没有什么价值的。嗯，这样子的看法就是用我们的空观来了解我们的的生命的现象。So, but when we give a donation to the temple or done some volunteer work for the center or at a retreat, or when we helped people in our life, we do have the idea that we have done something for others, right? We have the idea that they have done something for others that's good, that's virtuous.That's helpful. That's why we do it when we want to be a virtuous person, and that's why in Chinese the word that is translated into merit, the first character, gong, means it's something that is virtuous. Means a virtuous, and then the first character gong refers to we have done something.Worthy of acknowledgement, of praise, like, oh, I've done something, you know, and so as such, we feel that we have created merit, we feel that we have done something good, right? And 那当我们呢这个捐的钱呢、啊、给那个寺庙啊禅中心啊扶持的从这个道场啊，或是做义工啊，在禅中心那边做义工，或者去那个护持一个禅妻啊、禅师啊，或是我们帮助我们生命里面其他的人的时候呢，我们是心里面是知道呢，我们有这个想法，只是我们做了一些功德哈、哦，功德做了一些好的事情。做一些好的事情，所以呢，为什么我们说中文里面说做功德，那个德就是德的意思，做一些有德性的事情嘛，不是说做一些坏事，是做一些有德性的事情。还有的是功的意思就是我立了功了哈、啊，我这立了功的亲，这个意思是说是做了一些应该受到赞赏的事情，哈、啊，这个功德有这样子的意思哈。So it is with this attitude that Emperor Wu asked Bodhidharma this question. What is my merit? What is my merit? Implicitly, he was asking, how much have I earned my way to a better rebirth, perhaps? I have cultivating all this merit. Or how much credit have I earned to get me out of adversity and difficulty in life?Perhaps, like, I haven't cultivated all these merits. Hey, you know, like, what have I earned? In other words, he was expecting his good deeds to be repaid in some way. Acknowledge. So recently, I met an old lady at a retreat who told me in interviews about many unfortunate things that happened in her life. Now she was, you know, her first husband left her. She was had to be a single mother raising her own child, was all by herself, worked very hard, had very little money, and then she met a second husband. Second husband cheated all her money, she lost all her retirement money, and on and on, and that's just like a small fraction of all her misfortunes in life. And then she said to me, you know, I go to church every week, I give my donation to church every month, and I volunteer there all the time. And this is what I got. Can you believe that? This is what happens. This is what happened. Like, we smile, we laugh, but like, it's quite normal for us to think this way, right? We do good deeds because we had some idea that, like, you know, there's somewhere like that. That means I can buy myself out of difficulty in life. And so when we still keep getting difficulty, maybe some people say, and I get cancer. I can't believe that. Like, why is that? You know, like, this doesn't make any sense. We implicitly think that cultivating all these merits buy our way out of adversity and difficulty in life. So when we do good deeds, we often have the expectation that it will be repaid in some form. Do we know if we entertain these thoughts? When we laugh at this old lady who talked like this, do we know if we too also have these thoughts? Chances are many, many people do, consciously or unconsciously. And so that is one important function of chan practice, is to help us see that we do have these thoughts. We do have these thoughts. 那这个梁武帝哈在问普利达摩这个问题的时候呢，这事实上就是有这样子的心态哈，就想觉得自己是立了功了，我自己又是功德了，所以就问我做了这么多的好事有什么功德哈，这个觉得自己立了很多功德哈。所以呢，其实他在问这个问题的时候呢，心里面是想要问的，真的想要问的问题大概是哈，大概是就是我立了这么多功德，那我的是不是可以那个下一生，那个是不是可以升天呐、啊？还是那个再还是有富贵的那个下来生呐、啊？哈，那啊哈。然后或许呢是不是我就是做这些功德呢，就让我们呢抵消一些灾难啊，我以后有什么困难啊痛苦就大概不会发生，是不是这样子啦哈，可能就自己有这样子的想法，大概就是意思呢他是有这个有这个期望啊，是做了这个好事呢是有回报的，是有回报的。好，那个那我最近在一个禅修的活动里面呢碰到一位禅宗啊，是一位老人家，他告诉在这个小禅里面呢告诉我哈，他的生命有多的苦，多么的苦难呢、啊、他很年轻的结婚啦，就是他爸爸逼他跟这个人结婚的，然后呢结婚了之后呢这个丈夫就不爱他的，对他不好的，很早就把他抛弃了，然后他就一个人带着一个小孩带大一个小孩，好苦啊，那个没有钱哇，这生活得很苦，然后后来呢碰到第二个先生呢结婚了之后，这个先生把他的钱全都骗光了，说把他的那个退休的钱呢都全部没有了。那他说这些只是他的生命里面不幸的遭遇其中的一部分而已。他讲了一讲，然后他就说了，我每个礼拜都去教堂的，我每个月都捐钱给教堂的，然后我常常都去教堂那边做义工的。这件事情都发生在我身上，你可不可以相信？他的意思是说，我一直都在做功德啊， 做做好事啊，怎么会我的生命是一直一直有这么不幸的事情发生的？啊，他这样子问的意思，就是当他在做这些的这些好的事情的时候，在供奉献的时候，他心里面是有这个有这个expectation。期望的是期望的想的，我是会，我这样子做大概就会让我的会减少我生命里面那些痛苦了吧，那个困难的吧，都是有这样的想法哈。我们知不知道我们有没有这样子的想法呢？大概大部分人都有哈，心里面很清楚有这样的想法，或者是潜意识有这个想法哈，这不知道有这样的想法。禅修其中一个功能就是让我们比较清楚自己是不是有这样子的想法，是这样子的心态的。It's normal to think this way.Because we're all ordinary sentient beings, we're not Buddha. This is a manifestation of our habitual tendency of self-concern and self-attachment. It's normal. We're all ordinary sentient beings. 那有这样子的想法呢，是非常正常的，因为我们都是凡夫，我们就不是。我们还不是佛，还不是圣人哈，所以呢，这些想法呢，就是我们的习性啊。我们有这个习性，就是有自我中心的执着，很在乎我们自己做了什么的东西。这个习性是非常强烈的显现，是很正常的。我们是凡夫。So you might ask.What's the problem of thinking this way? Because I have indeed given time and money. Shouldn't I be recognized for my generosity and be acknowledged? This is a fair question, and indeed. Yeah, you have given a lot of your time and money. Instead of, going off and hang out on the beach, you come and help out so that there's a nice place for everyone to practice. Yes, it's most definitely worthy of acknowledgement. So it's not that this doesn't mean, it's not that you don't deserve acknowledgement. And in fact, every time at the end, at a retreat at DDRC, we feel the very least we could do is to acknowledge the hard work of the volunteers, is to invite them to let everyone give them some acknowledgement from the retreat. There's very, very, not very much, but to let them know that we really appreciate it. And in fact, I'm always very moved by the volunteers who spend their time, sometimes 10 days, sometimes a weekend, and it's very hard work to come and support the retreat. Without them, the retreat is not possible at all. And so, very much so. And in fact, there's sometimes I heard some strange ideas that some Buddhist people have, so thinking that, they're here to cultivate merit, you know, if I thank them, then it will take away some of the merit. So like, no, we shouldn't thank them, you know, and this is a very strange way of thinking, because I mean,ordinary people, even when you're not Buddhist, even you're not practitioner, when someone does something for you, you thank them, you acknowledge them, you show your appreciation. And we are supposed to be Buddhists, supposed to be practitioners, you know, if we cannot even have the decency of a non-practitioner, what are we doing here? That's just basic manner, you know, that someone does something for you, you show your acknowledgement, right? So refusing or thinking, oh, no, I'm not supposed to thank them, acknowledge them because they are cultivating merit. It really is based on an erroneous understanding of merit. So of this whole practice of cultivating merit. 所以有一些菩萨很可能就问呢，这个想法啊，就是做了事情想要得到的回到回报，有什么问题呢？会觉得我是真的是有捐了钱啦，或者是付出了时间精力啦，来奉献啦。那我不应该是，我觉得应该有一些认，就是知道不是赞赏，是最早是有说谢谢一下，不是应该吗？不是很正常吗？我就对啊，是啊，付出了什么帮助人，其他人其他那个接受你的帮助，接受你的奉献的人来谢谢你，感恩你是很应该的。非常应该的，哈，那个，所以好像在香港道场那边那个很多菩萨来那边做义工，在厨房里面护持这个禅修的，或十天，或三天，或五天，很辛苦，一早到晚，哈，那最后一天呢，最少可以做到的就是让大家谢谢，感恩一下。大家来奉献的菩萨们，这个是非常应该做的事情啊，就最少应该做的事情了哈。其实呢，每一次我很喜欢那个活动，因为我都觉得很感动，就是看到有机会看到在厨房里面的菩萨们，然后就是他们不是跑了去其他地方玩的，来这边这个奉献就是都是我们的榜样。都是我们的榜样，让我们来跟他们学习。还有没有这些菩萨，就是没有禅修活动，没有人来帮忙做饭，那怎么禅修啊？所以就是很重要的。可是呢，有些学佛的菩萨的有些时候有一些奇怪的观念哈，说哎呀那些人啊，他们是来修功德的，你呢如果去谢谢他们呢，就是用掉他的功德了，所以呢不要谢谢他们了啊，就是又去跟他感恩啊，讲这些事情呢就是害了他们了，而且有这样奇怪的观念哈，所以呢就是不要谢谢他们了啊。我说这真奇怪了，那个普通人不是学佛的，不是修行的人，人家帮助你，你都会知道要讲谢谢了。我们说学佛了，还都说人家帮助你，不要跟他说谢谢，这是什么算什么人呐？那个我最基本的人的要做到啊，有礼貌的，有礼仪的人是嘛？所以呢，当然他是不是修功德？你是来帮助了你，要那个感恩谢谢他是最基本应该做的事情啊。有这样子的想法，这样子心态呢，说我不应该谢谢他，因为这样子用掉他的功德，这个是对修行功德这个认知有错误的原因，才有这样子奇怪的想法的啊。As the donor or volunteer, however.If we are attached to the idea that we have given so much money or time to this place or these people, then we may become vexed. We give our true vexations when the acknowledgement did not come. Well, think about at the end of a retreat, the retreat coordinator forgot to get everyone to thank you.What, like they, I cook for the whole retreat, they didn't even thank me. The acknowledgement did not meet our expectation. Right? They just, oh, thank you, and then see you later. And then they didn't really show enough appreciation that you expect. Sometimes, we might make mistake when we volunteer and actually get scolded. Not get thanked, but sometimes we get reprimanded. We all have been there. And so what, like I do all this and then I not, no thank you, and also sometimes we may get we may not even, we may get reprimanded as volunteers. And if we ever attach the idea that I have given something, then we will give rise to a lot of vexations. We give, and then we get, and then we suffer. So, instead, if we just give or do what we can without the idea that I have done this and that and given this much money and what is my merit, like the Emperor Wu asked. As stated in the Diamond Sutra, then the merit is endless. The merit is endless. If we don't attach to the idea, we have done all this, we have cultivating all this merit, the merit is endless, limitless. And what it is that we have gained in this merit is the greatest reward of freedom from self-concern and vexation and suffering.但我们可是呢，当我们就是那个捐了钱呢，护持那个道场啊，或是做义工啊，做的事情呢，如果我们是很执着，有这个想法说，哎呀，我捐了好多钱呢，还有我或是我做了，我常常来这边做了这么多事情啊，煮饭啊，什么了，那个用了很多时间啊，很辛苦啊，然后呢，来护持这个地方，那这样子呢？ 我们呢，如果没有得到，我们期望的应该得到的那些赞美，或是他们忘记了赞美你哦，忘记了，太忙了啊，或者是呢，赞美的时候就是讲了一句，没有讲十几句，一直都是哎呀，真的好，没有你的期望的那个程度哈。 心里面就在嘀咕了，就会有那个烦恼了，生烦恼了，生烦恼就痛苦了，对吧？还有呢，有时候大概不少都知道，来做义工有时候做错事情啊，还要给人家骂啊，我们全部都知道哈，这不还没有人赞你，还要给人家骂啊，那我以为我在来做好事哈，哎。 这样子，如果就想，如果这很执着这个想法的，哎呀，我在来做什么功德啊？那你就糟糕了，你就烦恼烦恼，痛苦了，啊。那如果呢，我们不需要去执着我来做了什么事情，我又做了什么功德，就是只是我们没有说啊，没有执着我这个想法，我来做了什么这多事情啊，我捐了这么多钱啊，我有什么做了什么功德，而是呢？ 而是呢，就是就做这个时候呢，就好像那个《金刚经》里面讲的，那个功德呢，不要去执着那个功德，那个功德呢是无量的功德，无量的，啊，无量功德是什么意思？就是我们得到的，就是解脱从这些那个执着我、你我。 那个我执，的所生的烦恼跟痛苦，离开这些烦恼跟痛苦，就是解脱，是不是无量？最好的功德啊！这个就是《金刚经》里面一直在讲的。So for some, having learned the teachings of emptiness of subject, object, and the act of giving itself, one may some people. They might play games in the mind and tell themselves, oh yeah, like I'm not here. I don't have any idea that I'm giving to anyone. There's no self. There's no self. There's no me here. Play this game with ourselves. God will listen and read about this teaching of no self. Enough times we begin to think that, oh yeah, I have no self. And or I don't really exist. Really? Really? You don't have the idea that you're here giving something to someone? We have to be very careful with these games that we play in our mind when we think that we are practicing. Doing this, telling ourselves that I don't have self, I'm not here thinking that I am giving someone something, this is not a chana practice.
我上批那个有些人呢，他们就听啊啊，常常听这个三轮体空这些那个的佛法，就听了多呢，就以为自己真的是空了哈，是无我了，哎，我是无我了，就是可能心里面就开始呢玩这个游戏啊，说哎，我无我了，对，我是空的嘛。啊，我是这个，我是做，我没有想到我是在做什么东西的，啊，我不没有想到我是在布施，我没有这样想法，我无我嘛，自己以为自己真的是无我了哈，嗯，是真的吗？是真的吗？我们呢是要很小心啊，知道我们是不是在玩这个游戏，我们的心呢？是很容易多着这样子的陷阱里面的啊，所以呢如果当我们再告诉说啊、哎、我是无我啦，什么都我不没有讲这样子的自我中心的啦，靠这样子跟自己这样讲呢，在骗自己呢，这个不是禅修啊，这是不修行。师父啊，有一个很慈悲的教导呢，把这个讲得很清楚给我听啊，给我们听啊哈。In a set of teachings that Shifu gave on the Diamond Sutra, Shifu made it very clear. It's very compassionate to point this out to us. He pointed out that we are all ordinary sentient beings, including himself.So that means, including myself, I have not achieved the state of no self and no abiding. So the idea that I am doing this or that is still very much operating. And Shifu said that he would catch himself thinking that, oh, I'm Shifu teaching you here.He catch himself thinking that, oh, I'm Shifu, I'm teaching you here. So there's me doing the teaching, you. Not empty, okay. But what he does is with his practice, he catches himself giving rise to this idea, noticing the operation of this habitual tendencies of self-attachment, and practice reminding himself of the teaching of emptiness of self.That, oh, yes, like, there is this emptiness. So then make adjustment in his attitude in that particular situation. So if this is what Shifu has to do, are you saying that your practice is more advanced than Shifu? You're more high level than Shifu? You really know self? Huh?那师父呢，在有一个他有教有本书在讲那个《金刚经》，讲得非常好，很慈悲的里面讲到，告诉我们很有用的，就是说呢，我们呢全部都是凡夫，包括他自己都是凡夫，因为这意思不是佛，不是圣人，凡夫呢就是呢还不是。无我无助的，还不是无我无助的意思呢，就是说呢，这个我的想法，有这个我有我这个想法呢，是常常还会在心里面有升起的。所以呢他说呢师父呢有说呢，他是有呢看到，有时候会看到自己呢在教学生的时候，就会有一个升起一个念头说，我是师父在教你们啊，是就是有我啊，有我有学生啊，有这个在教你们啊，都不是空的，都有的，有我有你有那个在教的都有。可是呢 师父作为一位那个修行禅修者，就是可以因为那个心很清很清明净，很可以看到这样子很维系的起心动念，看到了之后还会常常会记得要怎么样用那个空无我的空这个佛法的教导来改纠正自己这个自我执着的这个习性，凡夫所有凡夫都有的自我执着这个习性，就是这样子来修行的。看到这个要记得哦，看了之后记得要用运用无我这个智慧来修行，纠正这样子的心态哦，提醒自己不是我，是那个是大家成就的因缘成熟成就的，提醒自己一直一直不断不断的这样子修行哦。那如果师父都是需要这样子修行，师父都不是无我，那我们是不是说觉得我们是比师父那个程度还要高啊？那个师父有我，我无我了啊，我因无助了啊，是不是这样啦？啊，大概就是太自大了吧啊 ？If we think that we are more high level than 师父， then maybe it's a bit of a delusional thinking there 哈、啊、，a bit so we cannot see our self-attachments because our mind is not clear enough to see it. It's not because it's not there. That's what Chan practice does for us, to have a clearer mind to see our self-attachments more clearly. 我们呢没有看到只是这个自我的，不是因为他不，我们没有自我执着，而因为我们的心太混乱了，没有看不清楚，所以呢禅修呢的功能，其中一种功能就是要让我们那个心比较明净，可以有机会看到这一些自我执着的起心动念。 So instead of playing games where we deny that our entrenched habits of self-concern and self-attachmentsare still very much in operation. Chan practitioners cultivate mind with stability and clear awareness so that we can spot these very subtle thoughts arising. So when we do, we can stop it in its track. So for example, when we're doing volunteer work in the kitchen during a retreat, and when we are very tired, we think,I wonder if these retreatants even know how hard we work in here. They put food on the table, it's like 3 times a day. It's like, and they just show up and they just eat food, and you know, so like, so easy. And so now these are the thought of, oh, I am doing so much, the self-attachments arising. If we don't notice that the self-attachment arising,the next thing we do is that we come up with next thought. I bet I have no idea. We start to complain, like, why am I here? I should be home, like, watching TV and enjoying my weekend instead. And then thinking, oh, and the retreat ends, they probably won't even remember to thank me. And then for the next 5 days, you're sitting there, you know, getting madder about this whole situation. Vexations.Maybe you start picking a fight with other volunteers in the kitchen. So notice that all the vexations from self-concern, dwelling on the idea that I have done all these things for you people, you know. Where's the peace? Where's the peace? Where's the joy? Where's the joy? So, 这个那个，所以呢，我们呢要看到自己是有没有在玩这个游戏啊？那告诉我们自己呢，我没有这些自我中心的执着的，我没有了。禅修要做一位禅修者呢，修行人呢，要呢常常那个把练习把那个心安定下来，让个心可以常常是很明净、清清楚楚的。 这样子我们才可以看到啊，这些很维系的念头升起来。那当我们可以看到这些维系的自我中心执着的念头升起来的时候呢，我们就有机会可以把它停止。停止意思是不要让它积聚，每再多一个念头，再下一个念头，再下一个念头升起来。那比如说如果我们在那个像刚那个厨房里面当义工，那个护妻啊，那个做的很累啊，好辛苦了，因为在厨房里面真的很辛苦，很辛苦了，那很累了，就想起了一个念头，哎呀，我不知道，我们做了这么辛苦啊，那现在在那些禅堂里面打坐的人啊，都不知道，他们知不知道我们这边做了这么辛苦，一天三次，那要准时把那个食物放在那个桌子里面啊，就开始想这个了东西，就是自我中心的执着了。我好辛苦，做了好多事情，为了他们啊，就都是自我中心的执着吵起来了，很正常，很正常哈。可是呢，如果我们那个没有好好禅修，看到这样的起心动念呢，下一个念头就起来了。哎呀，大概他们就没想到了这个。哎呀，为什么我不好好在家里休息看电视就好了嘛？来这边干什么？这么辛苦啊！大概呢，那个禅修结束的时候，他们大概都不会记得来谢谢我们了。他们都是只会整天只会打坐了，都是没有用的啦。所以这自心里面在嘀咕，可能就跟其他人吵架了，在厨房里面，那个未来五天就是很难过了，就是在痛苦烦恼里面度过了，哈。这哪里法喜？法喜去哪里啊？那个心里面的平安去哪里？忘记了干干净净了，好。这样子你看到，就是因为这些烦恼啊，都是从我们这个执着，因为执着这个执着什么？执着有这个想法，有我在这边，为里面这些人做了好多什么什么事情，好辛苦啊，就这样子，这个想法。这个我，这个就是这个我执，啊。With the stability and clarity of mind from Chan meditation practice, then we're more likely to notice this thought arising in that moment, and we see our habitual self-attachment operating, seeing that we're attached to the idea that there is an I who's done something to help these other people, and thus making the mistake of forgetting the teaching of emptiness. We can then adjust our mentality by reminding ourselves, applying the teaching of emptiness of self and others, and the action to the situation, to the situation at hand. In that moment, we can let go of the urge to complain.Instead of continuing to give rise to these vexatious thoughts, it's like the mind turns and then we let go of these urge to complain more, to feel bitter, to feel and to ask for recognition, feeling that we're not being appreciated. And the vexation stops, and that we stop suffering. And when that happens,What naturally happens is that we also remember to give rise to gratitude. It's very natural, comes with that. We've got gratitude and compassion. And gratitude to the opportunity to be here, to give, to see how it is an opportunity to learn and to grow, to learn that we still have self-attachment.To grow by being in that situation so that we can practice applying the method of Chan to see clearly how our vexations arise to create our suffering. This is another opportunity to realize the Four Noble Truths. We give rise to vexation, we give rise to suffering, and then we get to generate wisdom by deepening our understanding of the Dharma. So when we practice this way, we slowly lessen the power of these habitual tendencies of self-attachment that manifests itself as we identify ourselves as the giver. So, 那那个，可是呢，当我们用禅修的方法呢，来安定我们的心，心比较明净的时候呢，我们呢就比较有可能看到这些烦恼心的想法，那个升起来了。那当那个当下的时候呢，我们呢看到可以看到清楚的知道，这个就是我们的习性，自我中心执着的习性，就是在活动。那看到呢，我们是在执着在有这个我在做这个什么东西，在帮助这些人其他人，所以都是呢，就是我们就可以看到我们在犯一个错误，犯什么错误，忘记了三轮体空，忘记了三轮体空这个佛法。那这样子呢，我们记得了，我们就可以呢调整了，调整我们的心态。来怎么调整，就是来告诉我们记得，我们记得三轮体空这个佛法，那让我们记得是这个没有这个我来做什么事情其他人。那这样子呢，那个当下呢，我们呢这个心里面那些好那个怨气啊，那么纳闷啊，那个都突然就可以，我们就可以放下了，就不会再想要再升起另外一个想法，就是要抱怨啊，要哎呀为什么没有人来那个感恩我啊，没有这样子的，没有这些想法都消失了，那个就是表示呢那个烦恼心呢消失了，烦恼消失就痛苦就消失，痛苦消失的时候呢，自然会升起呢就是慈悲心还有感恩心，是自动的就会成，我们烦恼的时候呢不会感恩，不烦恼的时候就会感恩，感恩什么就感恩，哎呦这么好的机会可以让我来这边奉献，因为他们不来参加禅修，不在那边打坐，那我就没有机会来奉献了，是吧？然后呢我来这边奉献呢，就是给我一个机会呢来学习跟那个成长啊，那怎么去，就是呢来学习到呢我还是有自我中心的执着的怎么成长呢，就是因为我在这个地方这样子来做义工，碰到这个情况就发现我有这样自我中心的执着啦然后就是呢还有看用有机会用禅修的方法来看到我自己这样子这些自我中心的执着的起心动念，然后看到怎么样呢让我生起烦恼，我生烦恼呢就痛苦，这样子就是可以真正的了解四圣谛，就是生烦恼就是痛苦，不生烦恼就不痛苦，就是四圣谛啦，这样子让我们有机会好好的更深入的理解佛法的真谛，这么好哈，这么我们真有福报所以的这样子呢，我们慢慢呢就可以呢让我们呢这些自我中心的执着的那些习性的正慢慢的减退，这样子呢我们就知道这个自我中心的那个执着的习性呢，就是怎么样显圣的，就是我有这个我在付出，这个每一次这样子的想法出来，就是自我中心的执着的显现，我们就慢慢越来越清楚。So when we do not attach ourselves to being the giver or the helper, then it also frees us to accept help graciously.When causes and conditions change. 那当我们呢没有这么执着呢自己的角色是我是那个副护持布施的人，是帮助其他人，这个是我。那当那个因缘改变的时候，当我们是换了一个角色了，是在有机会是让给他人帮助，给其他人帮助我们啦。或是给其他人布施给我们呢，我们会觉得没有问题的，没有问题的 But most people have trouble with that, right? They are attached to their role of being the helper. I'm the giver. I give. Then they have great difficulty being the person being cared for or receiving the support, all right? So, for example, some people, they tell me, oh, yeah, I no, it's okay. I just go on a cocoa retreat. I don't go and sit in the chan hall. They feel that I shouldn't be the person who received all these offering from people. Like I'm the one who give offering, like so, and I don't receive offering. That's attachment. That's a form of attachment. You might think that you're being very selfless. I'm always give. It is self-attachment. Attaching to the idea that I have to be playing this role only. I cannot be playing this other role. But if no one come and be the participant in the Chan Hall, there will be no retreat, right? It's actually very selfish. Oh, like I only want to be the volunteer. If everyone thinks like that, there will be no retreat. Because, you know, there's no participant, no retreat. The teacher will come, oh, there's a lot of volunteer, but there's no participant. You know, the teacher went, well, I guess there's no retreat, right? So everybody plays our role. Everybody. So this also points to attachment to idea that merit takes only a particular form. That we may have this attachment in our mind that, oh, only being a volunteer is cultivating merit. Then think that, oh, like being sitting in the Chan Hall, being a participant is not cultivating merit. Actually, they too are cultivating merit, because by coming to participate very diligently in the retreat, because they are participants, that's why there's opportunity for Dharma to be spoken and taught, right? Imagine none of you bother to come to sit here. You all want to go and cook or something, then there's no reason for me to be talking, right? So everyone wants to be in the kitchen. No one wants to be in a Chan Hall. Then the Chan Master, there's no need to be giving a lecture on how to practice Chan. Then Chan will disappear because no one can teach it. No one can practice it. Where do you think teachers come from practicing? So this idea that we have fixed in our mind that cultivating merit take a particular form is also a kind of self-attachment that we need to be aware of. Now, 当我们呢, 没有这么执着呢，说我是一个布施，我是帮助着其他人这个想法的时候呢，这样子呢也让我们呢会有一个自在，就是呢，当那个因缘改变的时候，我们是有在另外一个处境的时候，是我们需要接受其他人的帮助。 或是需要其他人来照顾我，或是在一个接受其他人布施的这个情况之下呢，我们是觉得很安然的可以接受的，哈，这个不是很容易啊，因为有很多菩萨呢，我奉献没问题，哎呀，我接受 ，no， 我不想啊，我就整天在照顾其他人没有问题，哎呀，人家照顾，哦，我觉得很不自在，是可能是有没有这样子的经验哈。 我给没关系，我接受 ，no， 我不想，我不可以，我受不起，有这样子的想法。这些呢，就是也是自我执着，也是一种的自我执着。我们可能呢，以为呢，啊，我整天就是付出，这个就以为就我是很无私，我无就是无我嘛，不，这个不是无我吗？这个是很有我。 很有自我执着的，因为我就不觉得，整天觉得我就只是可以有这样的角色，就付出，我不可以接受的，这个就是执着。哦，那所以呢，好像一些菩萨说，哦，我就 另外一个执我执着的那个方式，就是执着这个布施那个形那个功德的形象的像哈，我怎么做功德，就是去当义工那个我这个在常常里面打坐那个不是功德，我不去那边做那个，我在厨房做，可是就那这样子的也是一种执着啊。那又觉得很多，我认识一些很多菩萨，我这个我不去禅堂里面修行的打坐的啊，我在这边做奉献就好了啊。那问题就是如果都没有人去禅堂那边修行，那就没有禅期啦，大家都去厨房当义工的话，是吧啊，那么就全部都是义工，就没有人参加了。那好像今天如果大家都要做义工，没有人啊，我不是，不要听啊，那个我去奉献啊，那就不用讲啦，不用讲佛法，那没有人坐在这边是吗？想想看，我不是开玩笑，想想看，都没有人去报名参加那个禅修哈。那就是那个教禅的禅师就没有机会教禅修的方法啦，啊，那就禅法就消失啦，因为都不没有讲了嘛，没有讲。那禅师是从哪里来？禅师是从有人修行啊，没有人在修行，哪里来禅师啊？所以呢，我们这个是错误的想法，在那个禅堂里面修行那些，他们不是修功德。他们也是很大的功德，他们没有来参加就没有禅期，就没有佛法禅法，就没有办法可以继续那个弘扬下来。所以每一个人厨房的菩萨，在禅堂里面的修行的菩萨，每一个人都是担当他们的角色，我们都可以换的，有时候做这个做那个，大家做自己的角色来，都是做功德那个弘扬禅法。 So you'd be wondering, she hasn't talked about transferring merit at all. She just talked about this merit thing. And so why do I focus on that? Because if we do not cultivate, do not know the right attitude of cultivating merit, cultivating merit with the attitude, by cultivating the attitude of no self, then it will be a problem when we transfer merit. Think about it. If we cultivate merit with just self-attachment, right, we think that I'm doing all these wonderful meritorious deeds, giving so much for the world, and maybe I transfer my merit to my family. We have this attitude. I have done so much. You people haven't done anything. You know, I'm doing all these things for you. So it's easy to become a little bit arrogant, right? And we may develop the mentality that everyone owes me something. I've done all these to transfer merit to you. But some people transfer merit to others, like, for the peace of the world. Oh, like now the whole world owes me because I'm working so hard to, you know, cultivate this merit. Think about it. Imagine if you go around interacting with your family with this attitude, I have cultivating all this merit transferred to you. And then you walk around your workplace, walking around the street, I cultivate this merit, I transfer all to you. Are you going to be a very pleasant person to be with? Right? So that is why cultivating merit with the attitude of no self is so important, because otherwise what you'll be transferring is not merit. You'll be transferring suffering and vexation to everyone else in the world. So rather than, you know, supporting world peace, you create more conflict, more trouble for everyone, right? You might have people wondering, I thought you're a Buddhist or are you a practitioner? Like, you seem to be more difficult to get along with than other people. What's wrong? You know, then they lose faith in the Dharma. So, of course, that is not merit, is the karma that we created, right? So it can be very destructive if we do not understand how to cultivate merit with the right attitude, with the attitude of no self.
那大家大概到现在在问，他都还没有讲回向功德，只是讲功德，没有讲到题目。 还没有讲的正题哈，那个我这用这么多时间来讲那个修行，怎么用禅修来修行这个无我的态度来修行我们的功德，就是呢要我们因为呢这个是非常重要的。 那当我们不然呢？当我们如果我们是在那个修的功德的时候，那心里面是想：哎呀，我那个那有这么多功德哈，我就来，然后回向，我就回向给我世界和平，回向给其他人。心里面的心态呢，就会觉得我啊做了这么多好事。 好事，这么伟大的事啊，都是来奉献给你们的哈、啊，都是回向给你们，其他人的。那心态里面的心态是怎么样？都会觉得大概就会自大了，你心里面觉得自己是比其他人棒的，觉得会自己是觉得其他就是欠了他的，我为你做了这么多什么功德哈、啊，都是回向给你的。你想想看，这样子的态度。 你回到家里，对着你的家人，告诉他们啊，我啊，去什么做当义工的，做了很多功德，我都是回向给你们的，我对你多好啊，我做了这么多事情啊，给你啊，然后都让我们在工作的时候啊，或是在街上碰到陌生人，都有这样的心态，我啊，整天做功德的，我做功德，然后都回向给你们呐、啊，我多棒啊，我，你这个人。 是不是好很会不会好相处啊？他说大概都不想跟这个人一块了。这么啊，可所以呢，你如果没有对的心态来修功德，你回向大概不是回向功德啊，这是回向呢烦恼啊，回向呢痛苦啊，给其他人呐、啊。那这样子呢，这不是你说哦，回向功德给世界和平，大概你制造的不是世界和平了哈。 这让别人就觉得你好烦哦，或者这是那个让几人觉得你跟你吵架，或者是啊，他说，哎，你不是说你学佛的吗？你修行的吗？为什么你是这样子啊？让其他人呢对佛法禅法失去信心呢？都不想要来修行了，那就不只是回向功德了，我们是造业了。 啊，这个，所以呢，为什么这么重要？我们在修行功德的时候，要是用禅修修行这个无我的心态来修行的，不然我们所谓要可以回向的功德，这不是功德了。好，So this is why it's very important to support our practice with the cultivation of mind through the chan practice. And so it so happens with causes and conditions that there is a 3-day retreat coming up at DDRC next weekend. So I encourage you to consider attending the retreat to learn how to engage in the practice and to learn how to use the practice so that you can notice the very subtle thoughts, habits of self-attachment arising in our mind. And that way we will be on the way of really cultivating limitless merits that we can share with everyone in the world.
那刚好呢，那个因缘就是下个礼拜呢，就是在香港道场有个禅山哦，禅山那个呢，那希望大家呢，会去修行，用这个修行学习禅修的方法了，来了可以让我们呢，可以看到自己自我中心执着的起心动念，学习怎么用禅修的方法来做，然后这样子呢。我们就真的是可以好好的修无我的功德，那这样子的真正是可以回向这些无量的功德给所有的众生，让那个世界和平啊！好，阿弥陀佛 ，Thank you。